Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com.
The Northern Plains Indians and Indians of the Upper Northeast have their own stories of spirits and legends. One of the most terrifying spirits is the Wendigo. While some say the Wendigo is a spirit that has possessed a man due to its unending greed and gluttony, others claim the Wendigo is a man who has shapeshifted into a beast. In either case, this creature is known as a cannibalistic monster that devours the flesh of man due to its continuous hunger. Many hunters and campers in the forests of northern Minnesota claim to have seen the Wendigo during their travels. People who have disappeared in the woods, never to be seen again, have been rumored to be eaten by the hungry creature. From the late 1800s to the beginning of the 20th century, people have claimed to witness the Wendigo in Rosso, Minnesota. No one could figure out why every time the creature was reported that another person went missing or died afterward. People who have seen the creature, including from the stories told long by the Indian tribes, describe it as a tall spirit in human form. Some claim it is around 15 feet tall, while others say it takes the height of its victim, yet never gains weight, justifying its gluttonous craving for human flesh. No matter how tall it gets, it does not gain in width. The Wendigo remains so thin, it cannot be seen from the side. If you see it from the front, then beware. Its glowing eyes and long yellowish fangs with a long vile tongue will frighten you. Its skin stretched out over what looks to be a human skeletal structure. Some claim the skin is a sickish sallow, and others swear it has matted hair. Stories of the Wendigo have subsided since the urbanization of the tribes, and starvation is mostly a thing of the past. While Wendigo psychosis used to be blamed for the many deaths of people, such as those murdered by Jack Fiddler, who claims to have killed at least 14 Wendigo in human form, the deaths and sightings have dropped dramatically. If you or your ancestors have seen a Wendigo, I'd love to hear about it. So send me a story about your Wendigo experience to scarystoriesonvideo@gmail.com, or you can call my radio show. Now, after posting that yesterday, this morning I woke up to this in my email. It's allegedly true. Whether or not it is, I don't know. I do not follow up on these emails. I do not contact anyone in the town because I don't even know what town it's from. All I got was an email to my email address, scarystoriesonvideo@gmail.com. This is how I get my stories. When I ask for stories, I say, please send your true experiences because I'm not interested in telling fictional stories. So here we go. True Scary Stories, My Wendigo Experience, an allegedly true scary story from an anonymous email. My Wendigo Experience. I read your post last night about the Wendigo. I'm sending this in secret to you because I don't want the townspeople to know who I am. I think my neighbor is a Wendigo or has Wendigo psychosis. He is really weird, and sometimes I hear a lot of strange animal sounds at his house. I try to spy, but he is always coming and going, so I just can't peer out my window, if you know what I mean. Last night was the worst. I couldn't help but to look. I was sitting at my window with the shades down and the window open. Sometimes it takes me hours to go to sleep, so I just stare at the stars through the cracks in the blinds and listen to the crickets. I also wanted to get a glimpse of the creeper next door because he's so weird and he brings home chicks all of the time. Yeah, I'm a freak. I listen to them do their thing. I usually just listen and then he leaves, and I always assumed he brings them home. Tonight, I heard him pull up in his driveway and bring home another hooker-looking chick. This one had on a real short dress, heels, and tons of makeup. He brought her inside the house, and then I heard the usual noises. She was kind of cute looking, so I wanted to see her again when they left, so I waited. But then I saw him leave into the woods alone. A few minutes later, I thought I saw the bushes moving along the side of the house and heard footsteps, but I couldn't see anything. Then, out of nowhere, I saw this thing turn and look at my window. It was like it just appeared. It was ugly. I thought it might be a really tall bear that was malnourished or something, standing on its hind legs. The eyes were yellow and reflecting in the floodlight. Not all of its skin was covered in hair. Some of it looked like it might have mange or some kind of disease. There was hair on parts of its legs and arms, but not on its torso. I could see its bones through its skin, too. I thought it might be a demon until I read your post last night. I almost pissed my pants when it looked at my window, but I don't think it could see me through the blinds. It licked its lips and drooled like some sort of a rabid dog, its fangs protruding out of its snout. Almost like it was a werewolf, but I just don't know. It looked more like a demon than any werewolf I've seen on TV, and I don't even believe in werewolves. I wanted so bad to take a picture, but I didn't dare risk any noise or flash at all. It was not something I would want crawling through my window. I watched it open the guy's door like a human being would, and my neighbor hadn't come back yet. I couldn't hear anything, but I did see a silhouette of something really tall standing in his room, like it was stretching, and then it was just gone. A few minutes later, my neighbor comes out of his house with a large plastic bag, like a leaf or garden trash bag, and leaves in his car. He always leaves in his car after the hookers, but I've never seen him leave. I always thought he took them home. This time I did see, and he left alone and didn't come back for hours. I'm afraid. If I call the cops, will he know? He certainly will if he saw me peeking through the window.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. Send me a story by submitting it to my webpage at scarystorytime.com, and I'll read it to everybody on the podcast. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. I'd love it if you join me at www.creaturefeatures.tv.